You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This program originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us as we bring you today's Way of Truth broadcast. For such wonderful love that Jesus would come into this sin-cursed, sin-sick, sin-benighted world and give himself to redeem us. Thank God for his love to us. Thank God for his love to everyone. For God is no respecter of persons. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our precious congregation today. We're trusting that wherever our broadcast is reaching, that the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every one. We know that you do love everyone. You are concerned for them, and we know that Jesus tasted death for every man. So may your precious Holy Spirit deal. There be those listening to our broadcast who do not know thee. May the Spirit speak to them. May the Spirit draw them that they might come to know thee. For to know thee is to know life. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. how true that is. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will not let you be tempted above that which you are able to bear, but will with every temptation make a way of escape. Of course, that's dependent upon our keeping His commandments, doing those things that are pleasing in His sight. And now, before the message, the choir is going to sing for us, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. On today's broadcast, Brother James Arch will be bringing us the message. Brother James is pastor of the Church of God Universal in Grand Cayman, and we trust as he comes to speak, the Lord will bless him and you as he brings you the message. Brother James.
The subject of the message that I will be preaching here on this program today is the depth of God's grace. And I will be reading from Psalms 84, beginning with verse 9. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Now, it took a little time to look up the word grace, and of course, we all know what the word grace means. But according to one dictionary, it's a disposition to be generous or helpful, goodwill. A favor rendered by one who need not do so. Divine love and protection bestowed freely on people. And of course, we know that we're saved by grace. And that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. So the grace of God is a wonderful thing that has been bestowed upon mankind. And of course, it is free. Anna Johnson Flint wrote, and I quote, "He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. He added affliction, he addeth his mercies. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power no boundary known unto man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again." The end of quote. Perhaps those of us who have given ourselves over to the Lord may not fully comprehend the extent of his mercy to us. And I wonder sometimes, I think about my own self and where I would have been if it had not been for the mercies of God. Amen. I wonder sometimes where I would have been if he had not rescued me. God's plan is designed to reshape the lives of people and to make them vessels for him. That's the reason why God sent his Son into the world. So God's grace alters certain conditions. If you look into the book of Jonah, you will remember that God had so much mercy on the people of Nineveh. It altered some things for them. The Bible tells us in the first chapter of the book of Jonah and verse 2, he said, "Arise and go to Nineveh," speaking to Jonah, "that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." And we know the story how Jonah took ship and took another way, and he found himself in the belly of a big fish. He was spewed up on the beach, and God called him the second time. And he went and he preached to the Ninevites. And we find in verse 10 of chapter 3, "And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not." God did not change, the Ninevites changed. And he had mercy on them. What a merciful, kind, and graceful God we serve. We think this today about the dying thief on the cross, which we hear about so much. You think about it, two men hanging on either side of Jesus. One of them railed on him. We find in the 23rd chapter of Luke, one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Dost thou not fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." We see how the grace of God alters conditions and situations for the human family. Think about the turnaround for those two incidents that I just mentioned there. And then we have the woman that was brought to Jesus. We find in the 8th chapter of St. John that was brought to Jesus. And of course, under the law of Moses, she would have been stoned, and they were prepared to do that as well. But the Bible tells us, when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." The grace of God, what a wonderful gift it is. It's hard to it's hard to separate grace and mercy. They're close together. You know, very close. His grace is greater than our sins. You think today where so many people have gone, the depth of sin that so many people in this world have found themselves, yet God's grace is deeper. His grace reaches down and snatches them out of the gutters and mire of sin. It is indeed a gift. I mentioned that when I first started to speak here. And Paul said to the Ephesian church in the second chapter of Ephesians, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So it is by the grace of God that we receive His loving salvation and His goodness to us. None is excluded from this wonderful plan that God designed. We are told in the book of Titus, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world." I believe that God loves every man. God loves all of us, friends. That's why He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. He loved us so much. And even when we didn't love Him, He loved us. When we were so far away from Him, He loved us. He pursued us. Think about the prodigal, how far he ran or tried to run. He didn't need the Father apparently anymore. And he ran on and on and on and on. But he came to himself one day and realized his mistake. And he said, "I know what I will do. I will arise and I will go back to my Father." He felt so unworthy of His love. But the Father was waiting with outstretched arms to welcome him back home. That's how loving and kind God is. The depth of His grace is shown by the extent of His long suffering for mankind. I have said that so many times in my ministry that I believe that Jesus hasn't come back the second time yet because of His long suffering for the world. And we are told that in the Bible, He's not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but His long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We find in the 103rd Psalm, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities." I think sometimes about the psalmist David and how he looked up into the starry heavens one evening as he was tending to the sheep on the side of the hills. He saw the moon and the stars that God had placed there and that God had created and made and ordained. And he said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" Do you know that God loves every one of us so much? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves those that have become snared with the habits of life that have them bound and seemingly can't get out of these snares. And God loves them. God loves the addict. God loves every single human being in the world. He wants every one of us to serve Him. He wants us to be a part of His kingdom. He wants us to go to heaven and enjoy the bliss of eternity with Him. That's what He really wants. And it is so unfortunate that in our world that we live in today, so many people don't seem to see it that way. So many people seem to take the broad road, the road of sin and destruction. Jesus said, "Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. But broad is the gate that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Let me tell you, friends, everyone listening to me today, that it is only by the grace of God that you will make it. And it's only by the grace of God you'll be saved. It is only by the grace of God you'll keep saved. It is only by the grace of God that you'll make it to heaven. You cannot do this in your own strength. We see the depth of His grace that is shown in His willingness to pardon mankind. We find in verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. So many people struggle with doubts about their salvation and whether they're saved or not, or whether they're Christian. Don't let the devil ride all over you, friends. You give him his flight. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When God saves a man or a woman, they're saved. When God forgives a human being, they are forgiven. The songwriter, Mr. Horatio Spafford, said, "My sin, not in part, but the whole, has been nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Thank God. Praise the Lord, O my soul." What a wonderful song. It is well with my soul. We see this depth of His grace in His sympathy toward us. Look at verse 13. "Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him." What love and what mercy. And then we see it in the great price that was paid for our redemption. If you look into the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, it says there, verses 18 and 19, this beautiful scripture, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." The Bible tells us the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright.
Thank you, Brother James. Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God Universal in Georgetown, Grand Cayman, bringing us the message today on the Way of Truth broadcast, a thought of the depth of God's grace. And surely the depth of His grace is wonderful, and His grace is extended to one and all. For God is no respecter of persons. Whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. If our broadcast service is a blessing to you, it would be a blessing and an encouragement to us if you would let us know. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can listen to a number of our broadcasts there on our webpage if you've missed any. You may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you may join us in our Sunday services. Our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6, and they are broadcast live over the Internet. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for the privilege of sharing today's Way of Truth broadcast with you. Trust that it has proven to be a blessing, and we invite you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Whosoever heareth shall shout the sound, spread the blessed tidings for the world around. Tell the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, send the proclamation of the grace. proclamation of redemption.